So we're going to get started here. We are at Blake's Crab Cakes, and this is the tasting event that we put on, sort of as a contest and a come all you faithful.
Yes.
Yep. We're here with my lovely wife, Abby.
Hello.
Wave. She's kind of hiding behind me over there. Yeah. And then if you could introduce yourself as well.
Hi, my name is Ardina Bosley. Nice to see you.
Yep, and she is our contest winner, and we actually met at the local podcasting meeting every month over in Tampa, and I stood up, and I was like, hey, I'm having a contest if anybody likes crab cakes, and I sat down, and she's like, what's the website for that contest? And she entered, and she won, so thank you very much for coming out.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Yep, so we're here, we're getting started. Blake's in the back preparing the food. And we're just kind of going to come in and out of the podcast and the show and just kind of give responses on what everyone's thoughts are on the crab cakes and the food. Blake's Crab Cakes is located in Pasadena on Central Avenue, almost all the way to the water. And in past, what was that last road we went by?
66 this
way. Yes. What was that? Yeah. That's her.
Here, let me get the door.
I need a photo of her.
It's been a while since I've carried a tray. I usually do paper plates. Three down my arm.
All right.
Smile.
Oh, please don't.
And the sweetest of Blake's Crab Cakes associates has just lovingly brought our beers in from next door.
The thing is I don't know what's what.
And what's your name and where you're from?
I am from Massachusetts. Kerry. No, I'm not looking at that camera.
That's all right. That's all right.
That's okay. We got your pro.
Yep. So I have the Lagunitas Pilsner IPA.
I don't even know what we're supposed to be talking about. He doesn't serve beer here, so maybe you should.
He does serve beer here.
Maybe well, he doesn't serve these beers.
Oh.
Well, and this is just so I can remember it.
Okay.
What do you have it?
Mine is a Blood Orange Gose.
How is it?
I haven't tried it yet.
Try it.
Talking to you.
It's nice to know, though, that right next door you can have a whole selection and they don't mind bringing stuff in here.
It's nice. All right.
I keep trying to get her to come on the podcast as a permanent co-host. She has refused to do so.
It could be like Dax Shepherd and who's his wife?
Yeah.
No, it's Dax. Dax Shepherd. He's married to what's her name?
I don't know.
You don't know the Dax Shepherd show?
No.
Oh my goodness, it's like number one almost.
Well, that's the thing. Like with podcasts, there's like thousands and thousands and thousands of them out there. Like I can't keep up with them all anymore. It's crazy.
He's always up there at number one now.
So you listen to Dax Shepherd a lot, or?
Not a lot. My daughter kind of introduced me to him because she listens all the time to him. And then I saw a Netflix special on Joe Rogan.
Yes.
And then I started listening to his podcast. I'm like, what? Because his podcasts are really nothing like his Netflix original.
Yeah.
He's funny. I was just dying on his Netflix original. But his podcasts, though, they're thought-provoking, really. Just like Dax Shepherd is, too. So.
Completely unlike Great Things Tampa Bay. There is no thought-provoking going on. It's basically just me on there giving my opinion on things.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
But, so Joe Rogan is basically one of the largest podcasts. And his positioning now, like, he's been doing it for years and years. But people, like, getting on the Joe Rogan show as an interviewee now is like being on the Tonight Show in the 80s. Like, it will make or break you. So.
But it's not like his guests are not like these world-famous people. They are just people and interesting lives with these people. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. What's your favorite podcast?
Besides Great Things Tampa Bay?
Yes. And besides Great Homes Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah, that one too. I like the 99% is one of my favorite. And then
What's the history one that I like so much?
Well, it's not hardcore history, I don't think, because I don't think I've listened to that one with you.
Not hardcore, but what's the history one? Stuff you may have missed in history?
Yep, I've done that with the two. It's usually two lady hosts.
Yes. I like that. Ooh, and then the third favorite was This Is the Way I Heard It, or The Way I Heard It.
Oh, yeah. With Mike Rowe?
He has the best voice.
He's got that root. The way I heard it. It's basically, remember the old, and now you know the rest of the story? That's basically what he does.
He takes the story and he shrinks it down, but gives you all of the high points.
And he's like a master storyteller.
Oh, he's wonderful. He tells the best stories.
And just like the rest of the story, he's got the lead in the beginning that gets you interested. And then he builds the whole story around it with the reveal at the very end. Yeah, it's good. It's good. And then, I don't know, honorable mention for Bill Burr, because I see you chuckling over there sometimes.
Yeah. I love Bill Burr. Sometimes I can't handle him, but he can get a little bit. Yeah. He kind of gives you a little anxiety. Yeah. Tends to be up a little bit.
Are you familiar with Bill Burr?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's kind of like Joe Rogan, but a little bit more extreme as a comedian, I guess you could say.
He's good. We've seen him live as well.
Hilarious, but not thought-provoking at all. It's basically just him with the microphone just spewing, for an hour.
He feels like,
I'm sure.
Yep. And 99% Invisible is amazing, if you've never heard that one.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I forgot the invisible part. Yeah, 99% Invisible.
Yeah, they take a, like a common thing, and then do a tremendous amount of research on it and present the entire history. So one of my favorite episodes was on the plastic lawn chair, like just the one that's like injection molded. You see it everywhere for like $1.99. Uh-huh. They actually went and found the guy who originally designed it and interviewed him and like what the thought process was behind the design and all that stuff. It's good.
I wonder if I've seen that because I saw one that was like that was about the pink flamingos.
I'm sure.
And they did the whole business of how it was first came to be and the person that
the idea. It's so interesting.
It is. Yep. How funny.
Yeah, so it was very likely 99 because I know they did a episode on that. Uh-huh. And there's like one or two companies in the country that make it.
Yeah.
So we have our first batch out here. And what was this again?
That?
Oh.
Which one?
You don't have to look at the camera, but.
Okay. We have the cold blue crab fingers sprinkled with Old Bay. Then we have the sauteed butter and garlic crab fingers. And then Blake's garlic shrimp. And I'm going to come back with something else.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And the crab cakes have arrived. All righty. It's looking pretty good. Yeah. I think we had the cold ones last time, yeah.
Because that was Carrie's favorite, she said. So he said, whatever's your favorite, we'll take.
She knows her crab.
I'm the same way. When I go to places, I'm always like, I usually get specials. Like, I usually am I always get the special places.
So. You know, it's something the chef's probably excited about.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, when you're cooking food, I feel like my menu's small, so, I feel like all my stuff is special. You know what I mean? It's stuff like, I don't have a menu full of, pages of menus, so everything stays on all the time.
No, people think they want choice.
Right.
It's best to limit all that. All right, well, let's take a bite here.
Oh, did she gave you the sauces.
Right. Yes, she said this was her thing.
So what's the sauce selections we have here?
The sauces, I didn't have the sauces in the beginning because I'm not super into sauces, but it's something that I came up with over time. So it's a sriracha mayo. We call it yum yum sauce. It's like that people love that. We sell it. People buy jars of it, actually. They come in and buy jars. Then I just was experimenting. I came up with a version of hot sauce. It's more of like a mild sauce, a little sweetness. And then a cocktail is just it's a standard cocktail. But people love that, too. I feel like everything is so simple for me, but I've been making this stuff for a long time. But it's like, it's also, and it trips me out how when I see impressions and looks on people's faces, when I'm like, really? It's like, there's only like four things in it.
Yep. That is it.
All right, give us the response here.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Is your mind blown?
I'm a sauce person. I mean, I'm real. I'm saucy.
I'm saucy.
I will take. I will. Yeah, I will take sauces like crazy. And I usually will tell somebody at a restaurant who's waiting on me, just you might as well bring extra sauce because I'm going to ask for it anyway.
Right.
And I'm eating this with absolutely nothing added to it because it's just perfect, just the way it is.
I mean, I feel like that's how it should be. It should be like, but I mean, sauces can be complimentary. But you know, as I get older, I'm learning about sauces. Like, one of my favorite places to go to is the Pearl, and he always has these like awesome sauces. And really, he so. But yeah, that's sauces are something that I'm trying to get into. But I always just like, I feel like if it's really, really good, the sauce isn't totally necessary.
All right, let's try this crab cake.
Oh yeah. Are you videotaping your
video? Yes.
Very good.
Mm.
It's so nice to find somebody that knows how to cook a shrimp.
So, the first thing you notice with this crab cake is how much crab is in it.
All like, oh, crab, no cake.
Yeah.
That's like, why crab is first. Crab, cake.
Yeah. And then there is some herbs and spices, and then it's not over fried, like it's right.
We call it flash fried. We always like to say it as flash fried because I never want deep fried. You know, I never want to see it come out. In fact, those are more brown than I ever want. I like it to come out golden. I hate when you get something and it comes out and it's like dark, you know, just, yeah. It just, that's not appealing to me. You know what I mean?
Well, because all I can taste is just like the char.
Right. But in Maryland, a lot of people prefer their crab cakes broiled, and we do that here too, but I always like mine fried, and but it's like fried but not deep fried.
Well, you're in the South. I mean, there's only so much.
Right.
Well, all right, so give us a little bit of your backstory, like where are you from, how did you learn to make such masterful crab cakes here?
So I'm from Maryland, Baltimore, and I've been making crab cakes my whole life, and I mean, legit making them my whole life. I used to always have friends and family and people come and they'd be like, you know, I hope you're making crab cakes, stuff like that. So, and I just decided to come. My best friend, who I've been best friends with for, he came to my school in ninth grade, so over 25 years, moved to Seminole. And I was looking for a lifestyle change, and I just came down here and, you know, I guess essentially bet on myself. I was like, I'm going to go down there. And, you know, people have been hitting me up for crab cakes forever, so I'm going to go down there and find a little spot and, you know what I mean, do crab cakes. So here we are.
Yep. And how long have you been open?
Just over 2 years. It was December 9th was 2 years for us, so...
Right. Excellent, excellent. Yeah, so she remembered this, but the first time I came in here, you know, I introduced myself and all that.
She's good.
And
she
yeah,
like to be on,
she's wonderful. She's a little camera shy.
Little camera shy.
But no, I was like, I usually have to eat at a place twice before I recommend it to people. And I was like, all of this is so good, and I could tell there was such care put into it. I was we started recommending this to people like right off the bat. Yeah,
immediately.
It didn't take two trips.
No.
Like that same day, we're like, holy shit. Like, if you like crab cakes, this is the place to go.
That's good. That's why the business is here, for people to get it. You know, once in a while, we have people come in, oh, $12.99 for a crab cake. And, you know, honestly, you know, they can go somewhere. Yeah, they. I mean, it's like, you know, I don't want to be, but it's.
They go somewhere else. Get
yeah,
stuff,
you can go.
Mixed with a little crab.
It's bread and not crab, but, you know. Mm-hmm. It's so it's all good.
Yeah, you're putting out a quality product.
Right.
I think it's well worth. I think your prices are great.
It's in an unassuming atmosphere, which is what I love. You know, you come into an atmosphere like this, doesn't matter. You can come in right off the beach.
Right.
Yeah.
And get a high class meal.
Well, it actually grew over time. It grew into this. When I came down here, I just wanted to keep it so simple, and I wanted it to be I was only envisioning a carryout. I did the build out in here, but I just wanted to do a carryout crab cake place. And then over time, it's like, you know, it was just this table that's here, so it was just it was like five seats in the front, and then we added that table, and then now you can see the counters don't match there because we're sliding it back. And then the long term goal is to slide that counter completely back and add two tables right here. So it grew into that. It's like people want to come and sit down and eat, and you know, I get that, but you know, it's just that's what ended up happening.
No, I love it. And I love, like, the, you know, starting from basically, like, right. zero and building it up, you know?
Right. Exactly, yeah, right.
Did you have any, like, experience before you came down here and started?
Yeah, so I worked at a restaurant in Maryland called Pierce's Plantation. It was one of the, like, it was actually the restaurant when I worked there. And my crab cake recipe is partially from there and partially a recipe my father gave me. So, and I kind of took it. I always take recipes and make my own. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I do. And like, I don't, when I make my batch, I don't measure, like, I have a way of doing it. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, to do it the same way. So, what was the original question?
like, did you have restaurant experience before coming down here?
Yeah. So I worked at Pierce's Plantation, and then I left from Pierce's Plantation, and I worked at a really famous sub shop called Giorgio's. So I took I honestly took a lot of stuff from both of those places. I took the high end kitchen stuff, and then the sub shop, and you know, and I took a lot of tricks from all of them. Yeah. I took a lot of tricks from both of them.
And she said she wouldn't work here if the crab cake sucked.
Yeah.
She told us that last time.
Well, that's the thing. Is she says, when people come in, they ask her, she's, you know, what's good? And she says everything. And it's like people automatically think that, oh, you're just saying that. But it's like, you know, how do you explain to people that, no, it's, I'm not just giving you a sales pitch. Legit, everything is good.
Now, so, yeah, so we've had, there's like four entrees we've had here.
Earlier and legit.
Yeah, so we've had French fries, crab cakes, two styles of crabs, and then garlic shrimp, right?
Garlic shrimp, yeah.
Yeah, the crab fingers.
And every one of these things has that same level of care and attention, yeah. and also like simple preparation.
And simplicity, absolutely, yeah.
That's how it'll always be. It'll always be because I'm always, no matter what, I'm not going to be a person that comes and opens a business and just. After the business gets successful, I roll out. Like, I like being here. Like, I like doing it. You know, and I need something to do. My mind is always running. So if I need something to do. So.
And your name's on the door.
And my name is on the door, right? Exactly. And that's a really valid point because it's like, I don't want to have something with my name on it coming out. Like, you know, sometimes she'll hold it down. Like. In the afternoons, and I'll run out, and I'm like constantly worried about, you know, obviously she'll be fine, but I'm like constantly worried about, like, is it going to be okay? Or I hope, you know, it's like, so yeah, I mean, if your name is on something, it has to be good. I really respect that.
No, it shows an attention to detail and care for the product, you know.
Right.
Like, I wish most restaurants would have that.
Yeah. I don't want anybody to have a bad experience. I mean, obviously, you know, that comes about, but it's like, I want everybody to love it. I mean, obviously, but it's not, you know, it's not like a big money-making thing for me. I mean, obviously, we're in business to make money, but it's not like something that I'm like, obviously, I'm not going to get rich off of this.
You're not looking like cash in, franchise
it. Things, money, and other things. So it's like, this is like just something for me to do, essentially.
The passion project.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the long-term goal is to, I want to be in a smaller restaurant space. Like, but I don't want to be in a big restaurant. I want to be in a small restaurant that I can have the ship sailing like totally smoothly. And where I can just come and hang out and talk to people and just keep an eye on the food coming out and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's the long-term goal.
Well, I guess I just had the first bite of the garlic shrimp. That is ridiculously good.
Yeah.
Well, do y'all have any questions for Blake or anything? Or thoughts? Anything you want to add?
Just love it. Just delicious.
So, and I stood up at we met at the podcasters meeting. And I stood up. I was like, hey, if anybody likes crab cakes, you know, I'm doing a contest, we're having a tasting event, and you know, it was like, and I sat down and she was like, what's the web address for that contest? I have to enter it. And it turns out she won. So
I've been here 7 years and I haven't found a decent crab cake anywhere until today.
Yeah,
you would think, you know, you're I moved from one peninsula to another peninsula. I'm from Michigan.
Oh, okay.
And the seafood there is just delectable. It's a
right.
different type of seafood, different flavor, different texture, everything. But you would think that you would find a decent crab cake here in Florida.
Right.
And there's a lot of bad food here.
Yeah.
You know? But you
that's what she always says. I'm not gonna talk bad about anybody, but it's true. I mean, it's true.
I'm not naming any names, but people will just say, you know, there's just a lot of people that they feel okay putting their name on the plaque outside.
Right.
Like you said,
right.
That's your name out there.
Right.
You know? And what you deliver is a quality product, and you know, it's that.
I have no problem with the price, with the quality. I'd be okay, and no.
Anybody that has a problem with the price hasn't tasted the food.
Exactly.
If you have a problem, I mean, because obviously you come here and you see it, it's like it's a small place, and you know, it's not super cheap. It's like, I mean, I was in Maryland, my favorite restaurant in Maryland, Michael's Cafe, shout out to them. I mean, they're like, I know the family, and it's not just because I know the family. It's always my favorite crab cake. 5.5 ounce crab cake is either $26 or $28 there. So, so it's like, yeah, it's like half price here.
So I feel that like a lot of the problem is, so like I grew up here and have been around seafood all my life. Like my dad fished all the time, and the main problem is we're in the South, so it's all like fried or something, like something's done to it. Yeah, like I really don't like freshwater fish, but we went to Wisconsin this past year up on the Great Lakes to Door County up there, and we had like
White Lake perch.
Yeah, just a perch,
right.
Which I've had here, and it's completely different. Like it was so crisp and nice,
and.
Yeah, and like most of the good seafood here is, most of the seafood here is either like fried or, it's like grouper sandwiches or something like that.
I mean, with fish, if you get legit, you know, everybody says fresh fish, but if you get a piece of fresh, Wahoo's up on Reddington is like, it's kind of a dive, but it's like so legit. I was there, like my dad and my stepmom were here. We went on Monday night, and it's just like, you go online, you see people complaining about the service. It's like not a fancy place, but if you want a piece of fresh fish, that place is awesome.
Yeah, we did. I would say like our favorite like seafood experience was probably Celine on St. Pete Beach the one time we went.
But it closed.
Yeah, but they've been closed indefinitely since like last April, so.
Wahoo's is awesome. I love that place.
No, up in Dade City?
No, the Pearl, it's on Treasure Island. Chef's name is Kareem.
There's a few places around called the Pearl.
It's the Pearl. It's on Treasure Island. I'm there all the time. He's a really, really good, he's an amazing chef and, you know, pays attention to detail and, you know, it's like
we'll have to try it out.
Yeah.
You know, if you recommend it, shit.
My question for you is, what is your favorite item on the menu that's obviously popular, and what's something that people don't pick that's not the most popular but you think is the best?
Honestly, I would have to say the best thing on the menu would be the crab cake, but I was tired of crab cakes before I even opened this place. So if I was going to eat something, it would be either shrimp salad or the Old Bay wings. That would be my dad's famous beef, like that beef sandwich is unbelievable. It's like it's an eye roast, and we serve it cold. It has like a rub of spices, and it's medium rare, and it's served on a roll, and that is super legit. So, and then my mother's macaroni and shrimp salad, which I kind of, you know, made my own. Shout out to my mom, but I just made up my own kind of thing with it, but that is another thing that's really, really good too.
The macaroni salad with shrimp and the soup is delicious.
The soup is good, yeah. I mean, the soup is great. Those are my things.
Have your parents been down here to see the place?
Yeah, my mother's retired. She's here all the time, constantly here. And my dad and his wife were here last Monday too. So actually, we were all at my house. My mother.
Did you make them crab cakes?
I didn't do it. They came here for crab cakes. I don't make crab cakes at home. If I'm gonna cook at home, I'm gonna not make crab cakes because, you know, I'm gonna do.
I can appreciate that.
If I'm going to cook at home, I'm going to be at the Pearl.
Right. No, I mean, yeah, right, that too. But I can pretty much make anything, you know what I mean? But I like to go to places. When I go out to eat, I like to go to places where, I mean, I always appreciate good quality food, which is one of my things. But if I like to go to places like that, you take a bite and you just, I know. Usually I can take a bite of things and I know exactly what's in it. And, you know, so I like places like Il Ritorno, the Reading Room, you know, places that you take a bite of it and it's so good and you just don't know. For me, I don't know what's in it. Like, that's when I'm like...
Just dissecting it. Right. It's like the run.
You like the surprise and the mystery a little bit?
I don't do it purposely. It's just something that happens. It's like... You know, I taste it, you know, garlic salt, you know, whatever. Like,
well, it's kind of like a magician, you know. It's like, how do they do that trick, you know?
There's umami. I don't know what this umami is. It's a sense of sort.
And Alto Mare and Anata. Yeah, like those are some of those awesome.
Well, so this is the inaugural tasting event. And like Chef Interaction for Great Things Tampa Bay. So thank you very much for helping make this happen.
Pearl will be our next.
Yes, and I want to invite you to all subsequent ones. Like, you're welcome to come along.
And I mean, we can work on it. We could have something, you know. Like, let's pick a place together. Like, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
You can be the official chef's opinion.
You'd be like, no.
You're the official only person born and raised in Florida.
I'm the official native.
We're not going to go anywhere that gets a thumbs down, though.
Yes, and the one question I got from people whenever I posted this was, so is this like some bullshit crab cakes, or is this like authentic Maryland Baltimore crab cakes?
Let's see for themselves.
Wait, Blake's motto is all crab, no cake. Literally, you're going to get all fresh blue crab, and there's no peppers, corn, celery, all this filler. Every bite you're going to bite into fresh blue crab. What's better than that? Nothing.
Okay. It's true. Well, that's all right. We got the audio. Yep. Well, no, because most crab cakes I've had in Florida are, I call them more like hush puppies with a touch of crab in them. Exactly. You know, like, it's because hush puppies are great. I love them. Don't get me wrong. I was born and raised in the South. But a crab cake needs more crab. Just like conch fritters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, we had the good conch fritters.
Conch fritters down by Paso Grill.
We're gonna have to go. That is one of our favorite hidey holes.
Yeah. You know, one of the things too with crab cakes, with crab in general, is so the majority of the crab that comes out is pasteurized, which you know, they pasteurize it so it, like, it'll last a year, and it comes in a can. And, you know, that's good stuff, but if you want to get the best, the absolute best, like, you got to get the fresh crab. But if you're dealing with fresh crab, which I do, you're only going to have, you know, a couple days of shelf life with it. Like, it's not going to last an eternity. And, you know, but so most people, that being said, most people get the pasteurized crab in the can, which, you know, I'm not saying it's bad, it's just not as good.
It's easier to deal with. So...
Do you shell the crab, or does it already come? Like, do you already have it?
Yeah, like, how do you source it? Is it local, or is it?
So it depending on, you know, where the market is. The best crab, I think the best crab out there right now is coming from Venezuela, and
really?
That is, and it is like that. That's the stuff that's here today. It's cheaper, but it's loaded with shells. So, if you're gonna serve that. You have to, you know, it's my business, so I'm able to, you know, glide my hands through it and make sure that pick the big shells out, you know what I mean? So, but if it wasn't me doing it, how do you have somebody and trust that they're going to get the, you know, I mean, you would have to, you know, so, but it's, to me, that's the best tasting crab out there.
No, that's cool.
But in the Gulf, too, there's a lot of awesome crab in the Gulf. I don't get people say, do you get the crab from Maryland? I mean, it's like blue crab is blue crab. To me, the Venezuelan is the best tasting crab that you can get.
Well, no, that's cool. Use the help right now.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's...
Give them the business. I'm with that. I'm for it.
Yeah.
Go Venezuela.
I mean, yeah, all that is... Well, I also have people that come at me on Facebook like, I can't believe you buy your crap in Venezuela, and it's like, you know, well, I don't know, ask them, because they're on there. I can't can't believe it's, you know, whatever.
Well, no, you got to.
That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah.
Hard time right now.
You have to source good products. Right. And I can say, like, the Florida seafood market is a little odd compared to, like the Great Lakes or, like, right. Baltimore, you know, where there's, like, an actual market. Like, right. Here, we have that a little bit, but there's not, like. Like, I know, I get this question all the time where people are like, hey, where can I go get fresh fish or fresh shrimp, like, fresh off the boats? And I'm like, if you look out and talk to the guy on the boat, maybe.
One of the problems I feel like, and it's just the way everything works, is that, you know, you have these big companies that come in and they just take everything. You know, they have these companies, they come in it. They get the crabbers. They got all the crabbers. And, you know, and those guys are out there crabbing or shrimping. They know that they can get their money every time. And it's all going to be sold because he's big. And that's just how, you know, it's like Home Depot taking out the small, right, exactly. It's
the Gordon's fisherman is a billionaire.
Right, exactly.
Right. That's cool. Well, do y'all have any other questions or any comments?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I
can't wait to introduce you to my son Robbie next week. We're going to be
right.
In. Yeah.
We'll look forward to that.
Next Friday.
Oh, I do have another question for you. Do you ever cater events or do large parties? Or is that something you will do in the future if you don't do now?
So the way it works is that it's not something that I push, but one of the things is that people always hit me up. They're always like, because I have the crab balls, which are like, they're like little crab cakes, like little mini crab cakes. And people just come in and they tell me what they want. I make it, you know, I give them a break on the price or whatever. So that's how it works. I mean, it's not like something that we push, but if people ever want anything, I always take care of it.
Crab balls would be a great appetizer.
Yeah, these two, fingers.
So in my line of business, I work with a lot of real estate agents, and we do brokers' opens,
that's
open houses, events.
Yeah, we have
so,
a couple of real estate agents that come and get
them for
open houses.
Yeah, so I will make sure that I order from you guys for my next event. Absolutely.
Because this is amazing.
And
this stuff would work everywhere, like from... You know, like luxury homes all the way down to, you know, Joe Sixpack.
Right.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Blake, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
It was awesome. My hands don't have any crab batter.
Yeah, we got battered earlier.
Is there anything that you want to cover that we didn't talk about
just
your message?
I'm always big on, like, what happens organically. Like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like we covered everything.
Carrie, what do you think?
Yes,
she's
the one that
is. Get her on camera.
No, honestly, I will say this about
camera.
Carrie. When we came in the first time, the first time I met you, I loved how much you cared about the restaurant and the product and being here.
And you were such a steward and like a good welcome wagon just to come in and say, this is what you need. This is what you need to get. Trust me, do this. And literally, I loved it so much. You took the whole thought process out of it for me. And everything was so amazing. And we enjoyed everything. And you really, you are a star.
Well, thanks. But I have pride in what I do. And I enjoy what I do. So, and I have faith in this food. So,
And we'll get you over this camera shyness in one day.
It's coming to work knowing that you have this amazing thing. You know what I mean? Like, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, it's like we have an awesome thing. You know what I mean? Like, and it to come to work and know that. And you know that you don't have to deal with people complaining, like, and to put good energy out there. You know what I mean? So
nice work chemistry.
And that's important to, like, love who you work with.
Yeah. We get to, like, she'll be waiting on people up here, and then she'll come back in the kitchen and... You know, help. Yeah, she does. But we have a really good where it's like we don't have specific things that we do, and it's just like, but we just cover each other's back, and it just works really, really well.
It's awesome.
So it's
just me and him.
It's a two-man operation still. All
right. Yeah, two-man operation.
Hours. 7 days a week?
Yeah, so...
No, 11 to 8.
So the name of the place is Blake's Crab Cakes and located at...
7224 Central Avenue, St. Pete, next to Treasure Island.
There you go. So if you're heading to Treasure Island or...
Not downtown, because we have people to come through like, oh, I thought you were downtown, and it's like, no.
No. So on Central Avenue, stop in, say hello, grab some delicious crab cakes. Thank you so much for helping. Oh, and what's your hours of operation?
It's 11 to 8, Tuesday through Friday, actually, and 11. Saturdays are tricky because sometimes we sell out a crab on Saturdays because it's like I want to be closer 2 days. So yeah. Once it's gone, it's gone. So it's like 11 to 7 on Saturday, but sometimes it could be 6 or sometimes it could be 8, depending on what's left.
So get here early.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, guys. And
come here and get us so we can go home. Get here early so we can go home.
Come get some delicious crab cakes. Right.